Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu and Agent Daryl. We're here at the Geekery Restaurant in Niagara Falls at the first ever Geekery Con.
An umbrella that doubles as a microphone.
Yeah. We're here talking to a guy that you put me in touch with last year at Fan Expo.
One of my very, very dear friends. One of the few people who attended my very exclusive Las Vegas wedding. So that's how close a friend he is. So that's how high in my esteem that I hold him. Jeff Mitchell.
Jeff Mitchell, the great. Wow, you had a Las Vegas wedding?
You didn't know that?
No.
On Halloween, too.
Nice.
I'll show you. You were married by Elvis.
Elvis?
No kidding.
In public, we were married by Elvis. We were married by the Wicked Witch of the West. The actual ordained minister was dressed up as the Wicked Witch of the West.
No kidding. That's pretty awesome.
And you drove in a Cadillac?
In the pink caddy, the 59 caddy.
To Ring of Fire.
Yeah, to Ring of Fire, which is why we put the table, which you've seen.
If you renew your vows, you're going to have to come in Lola.
That would be awesome. I don't know if Nikki's down with an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. themed wedding or it'd be a tough sell. Or a wedding renewal.
My sister's waving, you could have it here.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, exactly. We don't even have to go to Vegas.
Nice. But let's talk about Jessar.
Anyway,
it's a great topic.
Enough of what happened 8 years ago. Yeah, let's talk about today.
Well, welcome to GeekryCon, man.
Thanks for taking part in this. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
No problem. What have you been up to art-wise since we saw you, a year ago?
So we did Fan Expo last year, and pretty much right after that had the biggest meltdown possible and just gave up drawing for a few months.
Wow.
Well, just like
artist
the
block.
Total artist block.
For
and
voluntary
just,
artist block?
Yeah. Basically, like, I spent the last 6 months drawing nonstop to get these comics done, to get into Fan Expo, and yada, yada, yada. And now I'm just not going to do it. Not going to do it anymore. And so, yeah, it took me basically until, like, the new year. And then from there, I kind of came back and just focused on a lot of these posters, the bespoke kind of alternate movie posters and TV show tributes and that kind of stuff. And slowly working on a personal comic project that won't probably come out for another couple of years, but it's in the works.
Oh, cool.
And, but doing a lot of drawing, and just throughout the year, basically since January, it's just been picking up steam and, more and more every day.
And in addition to the drawing, of course, I think these have been a real hit today. The Crass cards, basically.
The Crass
cards,
yeah. I don't even know how much I can say. I won't say it, but if we point people to the shop or something later, then they can see how rude they are.
Utterly filthy.
It's
filthy cards.
And, a real cloud pleaser. I think there was only one person who was sort of taken aback by it. Yeah. Not even really. They just said, that's not very nice.
Two girls this morning. Two girls this morning asked me, their first question was, how would you react if someone gave you those cards? And I'm like, that'd be awesome. I'd laugh. I did make them. Like, of course I'm going to like it.
You'd be flattered that somebody bought your card and turned around and gave it to you.
I would be extremely flattered for them just giving me money.
So not just art, but graphic design.
I mean, I've kind of been spreading my wings and seeing what sticks and mixing metaphors that don't go together. greeting cards, posters, little comic stuff here and there. You name it.
I've been liking sometimes you post pictures of celebrities you draw. You did a great Christopher Reeve.
Oh, thanks very much. Yeah, I was trying to turn a bunch of those into greeting cards and stuff. So I did a Christopher Reeve and a Leonard Nimoy when he passed.
That one was really good too. It goes without saying that I love greeting card and poster, of course.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
That's a great one. Yeah.
Yeah, that one kind of came out of nowhere. I got some good feedback online from it.
The Glengarry Glenn Ross alternate poster was just featured.
Yeah, on the alternate movie posters website. So I think it's alternatemovieposters.com or amp.com.
I think you've got a bunch of alternate posters there. Would have been, just as good as any poster that came out when those movies did.
For sure.
I'm hoping to kind of keep up with that and keep putting out new ones.
Wow, and I kind of owe you thank you for, I got to meet Elvira because of your artwork.
Oh, did you get to meet her too?
Yeah.
I dragged him along.
Drag.
Yeah, exactly. Drag. You're kicking
kick
and screaming.
You got to beat Elvira.
Into the presence of Elvira. Yeah. The great Cassandra Peterson.
I think that was probably one of my highlights from this year, was just her acknowledgement of
Well, yeah, you said that she'd liked the... Yeah. And I told her that, too. I conveyed that message to her, like, you know... The artist Jeff Mitchell, he appreciates your liking it on Instagram.
She probably had no idea you were talking. She's probably like, yeah, that's one of my guys.
He was probably your PR. He was probably the person who I was talking to.
I don't do social media.
But in either case, somebody had liked it. I'm sure she had seen it. Yeah, she definitely liked the picture when I presented it to sign for you. I got the one for you, of course.
That's awesome.
You're just getting to you today. It's been 3 months since
But
that was really cool. I've seen Elvira, and I've been a big fan. Clearly, you were.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Who our age is not a fan of Elvira? Is my question.
What red-blooded,
idiots? That's who.
You're idiots.
Blind, stupid idiots.
Wow.
Have no sense of humor.
So obviously Daryl and I are big comic book fans. What was the first? Do you remember the first comic book you ever read?
We were talking a little bit about this earlier.
Yeah, we were talking about the first comics that we owned, and I couldn't tell you the particular issue of any of them, other than Ghost Rider.
Right.
But my first three comics that I remember owning, which I'm assuming are the ones that I remember reading as well, was...
Presumably.
It was Incredible Hulk, which I know I took to school. I can't remember grade, but like grade 3, grade 4, taking an Incredible Hulk in my backpack. No idea which one it was. But then my first X-Men was like the next one, and that one was one of the Phoenix Saga ones. I think it was one of the first issues with Bishop in it.
So
it was around that era.
The Will Spartaccio years,
Yeah. And then I think the first comic that I ever bought that I actually spent my own money on was Ghost Rider 19. From the Dan Ketch years with Mark, I think it's pronounced Teixeira.
He goes by Tex.
So one of my favorite artists, one of my big inspirations, but number 19, where it had Mephisto on the cover holding
Zodiac.
Killer story, where he's holding Zodiac and Suicide, I think is the character's name, and then Ghost Rider in his other hand.
Yes.
And
and he had that. Right. He had the fishnet.
Yes.
Tank top.
Pure product of early 90s. Yeah, it was so fantastic.
Bad. I love that issue. Actually, I started reading comics years before that, but when I got back into comics, right around that time, Ghost Rider number 13 was the first one that I picked up.
Yeah. That was the one right before Johnny Blaze shows up again.
I think he had been sort of teased and cameoed for a couple of issues up to that point.
Yeah.
Where he was wearing the long coat?
Where he was wearing the long coat and he had his boomstick.
Right.
A literal Hellfire boomstick.
Yeah.
I kind of missed that Johnny Blaze. Sort of the rough and tumble, grizzled, the wizened old, the hey kid, you don't know what you're in for. He was kind of like the, just a passing on from the first.
The mentor figure, like before they gave him the stupid bionic eye and the bionic arm and all that.
I dropped it before that. I dropped it around 30 when the art started to go south.
That's basically when the book started to go south. Up until 30, I could even stretch to like 40. You could say that it was a really decent series, and going in a good direction.
It's one of those series that has actually its own... It has only itself to blame, or maybe some of the gimmicks that they did, they have only themselves to blame. I love the glow-in-the-dark cover for 15. I think the first glow-in-the-dark was 15. I know that they did the pop-up.
Oh, maybe it was 25.
Pop-up was 25, and I remember there was the foil cutout one for 50.
There was I think it was one of the teen issues. It was the white cover, Snowblinded.
But it wasn't...
Yes. Do you know who was that cover?
It was Quesada.
Joe Quesada,
It was basically a shot of Ghost Rider with like a pole sticking through his
pipe
head.
Through him.
Yeah.
It was all fizzled out. And I remember that cover was... That was another one.
Yeah.
It was that great series, covers.
Those covers all by Quesada. He did, I think, one or two, but then Tex. Were fantastic. Like, I wasn't a huge fan of Javier Salteras.
Self-funded. Hey, well, we had a talk at Titan about pronouncing games.
That's the thing. All these comic book artists and writers and stuff, I grew up and I'm like, I have no idea how to pronounce their names, and I pronounced pretty much all of them wrong.
Yeah, same with us.
But yeah, no, that was good.
Yeah, so clearly you were passionate about Ghost Rider, but I knew that. I discovered that actually the first time I met you.
Yeah.
Our wives being close. Those are buddies going back to high school.
Yeah.
They were inseparable in school, so. Or a couple of Barney Rubbles and Fred Flintstones. Their wives actually took me off doing their likely thing. So.
Nice.
Letting us goof around.
Well, exactly. You know, let the boys be boys.
Yeah. Amen. So what do you got coming up next?
That's a good question. What is
in the pipeline, comic-wise? Let's say specifically there. What do you have? What do you hope to do in the future?
Well, okay, so I started a...
Both personally and professional, by the way. Make that a
difference. That's kind of the same. I don't know.
I suppose. But, I mean, what are your aspirations? I mean, obviously, I asked Jason Liu earlier, I'm like, any aspirations for hitting the big two or doing an Image thing or something like that?
Oh, no. I think I've kind of resigned myself to not really dealing with Marvel or DC at any point in the future.
Ever? Not even if they approached it?
I could see 15, 20 years down the line, maybe. After
really established.
Established, and them coming and saying, like, maybe doing a cover or something like that. I don't think I'd ever draw. But honestly,
expect would be pretty easy. I mean, only maybe one sheet.
Hey, if they want to release a comic every, 9 to 12 months...
Well, if you had Kevin Smith, right, it'd be fine.
Oh, there you go.
I'll talk to Kevin Smith.
I'm sure he's still working on that Bullseye series from 2003.
Him and Damon Lindelof will all get together. And,
Jeff Lee, you can do a Captain America book. It'd only take 8 years to come out.
Oh, Captain America White. Yeah. Was it 8 years late? Or?
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds about
So you know what? Don't worry about it. Nobody's hitting their deadlines lately.
I think, I have a graphic novel idea that I've been kind of kicking around for a while, and I've started to do some of the black and whites for a few of the pages. I see that probably a few years from now, maybe, sort depending on the scope that I decide to go.
A magnum opus, something to really build up to.
Yeah, and I might do some, maybe some 2 to 4 pages or something like that every now and then over the next little while, but I think primarily for the next year, so I'll probably be focusing on the posters and
that's cool.
That kind of stuff.
And nice.
Yeah, it's been working out well.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, dude, thank you so much for coming today. I appreciate it, and I've been a fan of your work since Daryl pointed it out to me. So.
I appreciate that.
I think we've picked up a few more fans today.
I think so. My mom and sister were loving your work, too, especially the Agent Carter.
Every poster I do since that one has basically been trying to recreate that.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we'll see how that goes. But no, man, I appreciate you guys bringing me down here for this.
Oh, awesome. No problem. Thank you so much, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.